This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Folks, we're talking about the most important subject concerning politics in your life. Government-sponsored terror. We're talking to a man who's researched it in-depth, probably even more in some areas than I have, Paul Watson, webmaster, editor for PrisonPlanet.com, my website, and also we publish his book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror in the New World Order. I know we have Barbara and others that are holding. If you'd like to join us in this hour, talk about any news item concerning the globalist crime syndicates, 1-800-259-9231. Now, it's come out that while Tony Blair had tanks all around Heathrow saying terrorists were about to attack, they had ordered their embassies to allow known al-Qaeda into the country, then given them jobs and passes, MI5 did, British intelligence, at the airbase, at the international airport. And now it's coming out that people are coming out who've been captured, and they're saying, look, I work for MI5 or MI6. The evidence is coming out. There's just a bunch of news on this. Let's go over it, Paul. Launch into it. What's going on here, and is the British public starting, the English public, I should say, are they starting to get what's going on?
In some pockets, yes, because this stuff is obviously coming out in mainstream newspapers. But we mentioned just before the break, we had the headline out of the London Times, immigration officers let terrorists into UK. It was a known Al-Qaeda cell, Algerian Al-Qaeda cell, known as such in October last year. They were allowed to enter the country, given passports, then given jobs at Heathrow Airport, immediately after which we saw tanks rolling around right before the Iraq war to bully everyone into submission. And the interesting thing is that this actual cell was discovered in January, and so they managed to keep the story under wraps for nearly 9 months that the British government had allowed this cell into the UK. I mean, something else that's come out recently we can take a look at is the article from the London Guardian with the headline, Suspect Claims MI5 Can Clear His Name. And the article actually reads, quote, an alleged member of Osama bin Laden's Al-Qaeda network wanted in connection with the bombings of US embassies in Africa claimed yesterday he was in frequent touch with British security services, including a named MI5 agent. And we get into this sort of thing in Order Out of Chaos. We've talked before on the show about the case of Abu Qatada. Qatada was actually described as the European leader of the Al-Qaeda network.
And it turns out he's really an MI5 agent in safe houses. Just unbelievable. Whatever happened to Tariq Aziz? They were going to give the Iraqi foreign minister a palace on one of Prince Charles' 100,000-acre pieces of property. Whatever happened to him?
Don't know what happened to him, but yeah, the story came out that Prince Charles had graciously offered his palace to Tariq Aziz. And then we have every couple of weeks a new Saddam tape basically telling everyone to fight the US, and yet we can go back to the reports that came out in April of the fact that Saddam was actually paid off by the Americans and flown out with the help of Russia. And then we had...
I tell you what, stay there. Let's go over that. I've got some other government-sponsored terror I want to cover with England, but then let's talk about how they claim that they caught the number two man's back last week with bin Laden, but then we have the articles where they say they captured him 18 months ago. I mean, they've got to be doing this on purpose to just totally condition us to accept lies, Paul. I mean, why do you think their lies are so blatant where somebody with a 80 IQ could figure this out?
Well, obviously, as you mentioned earlier, they're trying to paint the Americans and the British establishment as the bad guys so then the UN can come in and take over. I mean, they tried to do that directly during the Clinton administration, but now it's sort of smokescreen behind this neocon front. But yeah, you mentioned the Iraqis. We've got Chemical Ali, supposedly arrested a few weeks ago when it turns out he was actually captured in February. So, not possible, I don't think.
We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is out of Dubai, AFP, the suspected leader of Kurdish Islamic extremist group, threatened in an interview published Saturday to produce evidence of his contacts with Washington prior to the September 11th hijackings. I have in my possession irrefutable evidence against the Americans, and I'm prepared to supply it. You won't be alive very long, buddy. They've already killed a bunch of Saudi Arabian princes that said that. In the United States, tries to implicate me in an affair linked to terrorism, Mullah Krekar, if I'm pronouncing that right, who is believed to be a front for Asar al-Islam, told Al Hayat newspaper. He dismissed as fabrications reports linking his group to al-Qaeda, saying they were designed to justify a strike against Iraq. That's been proven now. Krekar told the Arabic Language Daily that he had been approached by the United States before September 11th. I had a meeting with a CIA representative and someone from the American Army in a town of Sumayya, or Iraqi Kurdistan. At the end of 2000, they asked us to collaborate with them, but we refused to do so, he said. British and U.S. news reports this week claimed that Krekar, who has enjoyed political refugee status in Norway since 1991, and Asar al-Islam would be key elements of U.S. Secretary Colin Powell's proof of links between al-Qaeda and Baghdad, be presented to the UN Security Council on Wednesday. I thought we'd go back and talk about that. Now, Paul Watson from the United Kingdom. I want to talk to you about this, and we're going to go to Barbara in Tennessee and others that are patiently holding at 1-800-259-9231. But I know you watch the news. I know you read it. I taped the entire war. I mean, I taped about 8 hours a day. Dozens of times, Wolfowitz said in press conferences, we paid off two major army groups. We paid off Republican Guard. They're going to give up most of them. Come on, let's go into Iraq. After the war, he said, we never said that. That's totally made up. That's lies. The media didn't call him on it. He said that they had killed Saddam's sons three times. Then they showed us wax figures. They said they killed Saddam three times. They go on and on. Now they said that 18 months ago they captured bin Laden's right-hand man. Then they claim that he'd been putting out threats again 6 months ago. Now he's doing it again. They claim they have him captured. But he's still putting out new threats with bin Laden. Then it turns out the tape is a fake, a compilation. Bush gives a speech last Wednesday, says you better pass Patriot Act 2. Bin Laden's going to be back. An hour later, bin Laden pops up on TV. I'm going to get you. Turns out that's fake, just like the fat bin Laden tape. I mean, is it because they know that 70% of Americans don't know where Iraq is on a map? Is it because... I mean, how, this is incredible. I mean, they could come up with better lies than this. Again, it's to demonize America and the U.K., to play the part as the bad cop, to energize the U.N. We know that. But I mean, there's got to be more to this. Give us some examples of what I just talked about.
Well, also, 70% of Americans think that Saddam Hussein was involved with 9-1-1, and even people like Rumsfeld and Cheney have come out in the past few days and said that that's not the case, even though they used that as a pretext before the war. But you mentioned the staged outcome of the war with Saddam being flown out by the Russians, and it's clear that your listeners will remember the so-called ceasefire that we witnessed right in the middle of the war, when there was basically a 7 to 10 day break in any sort of major incident. That was when the deal actually took place that ensured the swift capture of Baghdad immediately afterwards.
They admit that they flew out Republican Guard generals, gold bars, euros, dollars. Rumsfeld said it before the war, and then he just said, I never said that. The guy was in front of 100 cameras on national TV day after day, and then he said after the war, we didn't pay anybody off. That's not true. They fought. We just crushed them. And then they rolled into Baghdad in machine gun minivans full of families and just randomly slaughtered everybody to act like there was some enemy. Then there was a response, and then they claim the boogeyman bin Laden's doing it.
Yeah, I mean, you remember before the war there was a broad effort to encourage Hussein and leading Ba'ath Party officials to accept political asylum.
And then he said he'd take it, and they said, we'll kill you if you try to leave. Then they have the ceasefire, gave it to him, flew him out to Belarus, and now we're going to have all these staged events. Go ahead, Paul.
The so-called battle for Baghdad, right before it immediately kicked off, mainstream newspapers were predicting that it would cost as many as 12,000 American troops' lives. And in the end, it turned out to be a walkover. Well, why was it a walkover? The Middle Eastern newspapers reported that with the help of Russia, who flew them out of the country, top Ba'ath Party officials and Saddam Hussein himself were paid off by the Americans to order the Republican Guard, what was left of it, to stand down. And you've got again today another Saddam Hussein tape, and we look at the previous tapes that have come out of these Arab television stations where just about a week ago the bin Laden tape was a conglomeration of old footage featuring his so-called right-hand man, who again was arrested.
By the way, that's now admitted, folks. They admit that. But see, that's the tiny paragraph in the back of the paper in the retraction. All the big headlines is what Dumbbell America remembers.
And a major plank of the whole Iraq situation is the whistleblowers that have come out exposing the fact that it was a phony war in the first place.
Remember that Saddam in 1958 was hired, brought to Egypt, trained by the CIA publicly to commit assassinations. He did commit assassinations. He then was maneuvered in 1968 to be the head of the security force, the secret police of the Ba'ath. Then in 1976, they put him into power. He was the big ally. They told him to invade Kuwait. They then cornered him He didn't believe the invasion would begin. They launched the invasion. Then he was given the deal to leave. I mean, that's a fact, folks. Go ahead.
And then the people that get in a high enough position of authority to blow the whistle on these sort of things, just like David Shaler did on the British funding of Al-Qaeda to carry out political assassinations across the globe, those people are either imprisoned or murdered, with specific reference to David Kelly. And it is basically now obvious that it was a murder, and we had the article on prisonplanet.com from a well-known Scottish journalist who contacted me and asked that his name be withheld. And I checked out his credentials, found that he did write for the newspapers and magazines that he mentioned, and he told me that a reliable contact in the form of an ex-MI6 agent told him some interesting things regarding the circumstances of Dr. Kelly's death.
Look, my dad boiled it down real simple. They killed him, so everybody get the message. Electrodes hanging off of him. I mean, come on, folks.
And you have to remember that this has basically come out in the Hutton inquiry that Kelly was telling people, writing in emails.
I've got dark actors around me. I'm being threatened. I'm going to get my name back. Somebody's controlling my phone calls.
And he was going back to Iraq afterwards, and he was looking forward to the wedding of his daughter. And the MI6 agent said that the murder, and that's what it is, a murder of David Kelly, was, quote, sloppy work, and that there was an apparent struggle at the scene of the crime. He said that it was sloppy work, that Kelly's body was found with enough pills for an overdose, but he hadn't ingested them, and that the evidence should have been removed from the scene under, quote, normal procedure. And he also said that the heart monitor pads found on Kelly's chest, which you just mentioned, were simply there to make sure that he was dead. And this MI6 agent also said that those chest pads should have been removed, and he suspects the agents involved were disturbed by someone in the process of the killing.
I don't agree with all this out-in-the-open business, you know, saying we're never at war with East Asia, we've always been at war with East Asia, Big Brother will give you 100 choco rations tomorrow. He never said he'd do that. He's only going to give you 5 choco rations. I mean, with this Orwellian on purpose lying, I believe, well, my dad is a pretty smart guy, he believes they probably use a defibrillator on him. And then you die over a few minutes, you still get substantial blood loss, cram the stuff in his mouth, you know, the pills, then they didn't get digested, slit the wrist, you get some spurting, which was described, not a lot of bleeding, that a guy with a heart problem, the good way to kill somebody is with a defibrillator. But I don't know, you know, this is what your MI6 guy told you, so he may be right.
Well, the end result of it is obviously what the British government planned all along, have the Hutton inquiry, have the whitewash, and then sacrifice some lower-level minion like Jeff Hoon, brush the whole thing under the carpet and try and move on. So that's what we've got going on with the Kelly situation at the moment.
All right, we're going to come back and talk to Barbara and others, but I do have some other points I want to make. But, Paul, I mean, saying that that there's a new tape of Bin Laden's right-hand man when they admit they, quote, had him captured 18 months ago but won't produce him. It's all just theater. They all work for them. To have Bush give a speech and say Bin Laden's going to be back, he's going to get you, and Bin Laden pops up an hour later on TV and a new tape comes out. To have Powell before the war, before the Congress, saying there's a new tape on Al Jazeera where he says Bin Laden says he works with Saddam. And then they go, well, that's not on TV right now. He goes, oh, it will be. I mean, talk about scripting.
It is a complete joke, and we've had the situation with the Brooklyn Bridge so-called terrorists trying to cut the cables like that would be possible. It would take him like 12 hours, and he didn't even have the equipment. And then it turns out that he was an FBI spy. I mean, we have Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who was supposedly another one of Bin Laden's right-hand men. He was captured, and then it turns out, we look at the previous reports, that he'd already been captured and killed a year previously.
Then now, since then, they've captured him again and again. I mean, it's like it's a joke. Oh, here's his face, and the news doesn't say, well, this is a retraction. They just go, here, we captured him again. We captured him again. We killed him again. We captured him again. This really is Ingsoc. This really is Orwellian conditioning. Just to stay sane, as Winston said, you've almost got to become insane and just accept it. You know, 2 + 2 could equal 4 or 5 or 10. You've got to see all the fingers. They've got to be blurred when O'Brien holds them up to us. Are you beginning to doublethink, Paul?
The key is just to try and, you know, have a memory. That's the basic men of trying to follow all this.
It's just amazing. I mean, folks, this is so over the top. I mean, it's like a... It's like a comedy skit or something. There's no way to describe. I didn't know lying could get this bad. We'll be right back.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul taste, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a gold alert from Midas Resources. Folks, it's time to shed your complacency. Gold has seldom, if ever, been a better buy. Midas Resources is now in a position to potentially show you considerable profits. But you have to act now. With $10 collector gold coins at the closest price to melt I've seen in my 24 years in the business. These are the same coins that are likely to soon command substantial premium prices as they have in the past. We can deliver them to you now with minimal downside risk. Or we can let you buy them later at a considerable higher price. Don't buy them later, folks. Do it now. That's $10 collector gold coins, $10 and $20 collector gold coins, at the nearest to melt in my 24 years in this business. Call Midas Resources, 800-686-2237. That's Midas at 800-686-2237.
Been thinking about your health lately? Of course you have, because it matters to you. Unfortunately, the more you look, the more confused you get, right? Sifting through products, seeing through the hype, and making sense of all the claims seems impossible. Thankfully, PureHealthSystems.com has some help for you. With over 30 years of natural health experience behind them, the tough work has already been done. Collecting the most vital and basic nutritionally necessary information and anti-aging products that work with your body's natural process. From using enzymes to lose weight to dealing with more serious health problems, educate yourself so that you can leave the misinformation behind and have confidence. PureHealthSystems.com takes the mystery out of what true natural health is. You don't have to be confused anymore. Work with nature and harness the best your body can use for good health and vitality. That's PureHealthSystems.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
So go to the calls. I got a bunch of other news from today we're about to get to as well and get Paul Watson's take on it. But remember, we got a population that 70% of them don't know where Iraq is. And that was in the middle of the war. So you try to explain to them that they keep recycling the same boogeymen over and over again. I mean, this is being done on purpose, folks. In 1984, and again, Orwell, who was really Blair, had been in the police in India under the Imperials, been a communist. He'd done all this stuff. He'd worked for the BBC, so he understood propaganda. And that's what his book was saying, is that they train you to accept lies. You know, you tell somebody, well, they're lying to us. Well, that's what they do, Mac. Well, you see, when people accept corruption, well, the SWAT team's killed other innocent people today. Well, that's just what they do. I don't want to hear about it. See, it's desensitization, a psychological process where they may start wearing clown outfits on TV and hopping around, and Bush may start sawing guns in half on TV and going, I'm pro-gun. And you know, I shouldn't joke, because when I joke, it then comes true. But, you know, he may come out in a devil outfit and say, I'm Jesus, and the Christians will go, hail him, he is the Christ. I mean, I shouldn't joke, but it's almost getting that ridiculous. And so, you know, let's hope it doesn't get that bad. You know, he may come out in an Anton LaVey devil outfit and say, this is how Jesus dresses, you know, blasphemous stuff like that. And they may go, that's Christian, you know, open the borders, it's conservative. More NAFTA than God, it's good for you. You know, it's just, I'm getting a little satirical here, but it's out of control. Let's talk to Barbara in Tennessee. Thanks for holding then. And Melissa and Charles and others. Go ahead.
Thanks, Alex. I appreciate what Mr. Watson had to share concerning compulsory education over in France. And
It was Germany.
Prussia. After the early American Revolution, there was actually a group of French that had come over to America, and they attempted to establish a socialistic kind of small society. And Jeffrey Batkins, in his book, History of the Secular Education in America, wrote about that. And it didn't work. It failed at the time, but they developed a plan where over about 100 years or so, they would do away with the traditional American classroom that was still very much encouraging.
Totally locally controlled, a classical learning system. And see, for those who don't know, encyclopedia, kindergarten was a Prussian brainwashing system. The public schools are a fool society, Nazi death cult system. Now, that's just history. Paul Watson, comments?
Well, yeah, and we can again look back and find that people like Andrew Carnegie, and the same names that are behind the tax-exempt foundations now that are funding the left-wing disinformationists, were in fact behind that original movement to create these brainwashing systems, licensing of academia, basically. So from the very start, it was controlled right from the top of the pyramid.
Yeah, before, if you could go in and take the bar test or go in and take the medical exam, you were a doctor. Before, if you had the facts and had the information, now it's you have to have all their special accreditation.
USA Today article on Wednesday, September 3rd, it had a quote from Dennis Evans, who's a director of education leadership programs at the University of California in Irvine. And what he said was that public schools are the one place where all children of all people come together. Can there be any more important to teach each child, and thus to the democratic society, than to develop virtues and values such as respect for others and the ability to communicate and collaborate and an openness to diversity and new ideas?
Now, what that means is being a mindless jellyfish that only says yes to whatever they're told and has learned to be script searched and led around by somebody in a black ski mask.
Right, and he said furthermore, the isolation impact of home teaching is an anathema to socialization and citizenship.
So now they're moving to ban homeschooling as they win all the spelling bees and the corporations fight to get them.
Right, and he pointed
out.
Send
me that article. Who is this sicko?
Dennis L. Evans. And he's the director of education leadership program in the University of California in Irvine.
Take USA Today. They're the ones that told you, yes, the UN runs our courts. It's good. And I heard the neocons on the radio going, well, it's not that bad. Bush is good. Comments about that, Paul, how they now announce that, yeah, our courts are under the UN, sure.
Everything's under the authority of global, yeah. But going back to the education facet, I've actually got a quote from somebody called John Gatto, who was New York State Teacher of the Year for 1991. And he said in his own words, quote, "I teach children not to care too much about anything, even though they want to make it appear that they do. How I do this is very subtle. I do it by demanding they become totally involved in my lessons, jumping up and down in their seats with anticipation, competing vigorously with each other for my favor." And it goes back to the whole Pavlovian bell salivating condition process.
Which the former head of policy said it was dog training.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing doctors. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com.
I got a star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip.
What restrains the government from becoming your absolute ruler, owning you, running your life? Well, having a Bill of Rights, having a Constitution, being willing to stand up and defend those beliefs. That's what makes you a free human being. History is a history of enslaved, feudal serf populations on global reservations and plantations. That's happening again. And it's all in the name of public safety. Well, your cell phone has a tracker chip in it. Now, your OnStar listens to you with Homeland Security for your safety. We're having to put face scanning cameras up, make you thumb scan to get your school lunch or to go to the grocery store for your safety. Oh, we're going to have to call CPS out on any kid that's 10 pounds overweight. Now, see, it's your social life. It's what you do. It's running your life. It's we're going to go over all that. Let's take some more calls. We're talking to Paul Watson of Ordered Out of Chaos and PrisonPlanet.com. Let's go ahead and talk to Melissa in Florida. Melissa, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I just wanted to ask you, do you have any video or audio clips of Rumsfeld talking about 911 being a blessing in disguise?
I know he's made those comments. What we have is PNOC documents written beforehand, Project for the American Century calling Pearl Harbor a lucky event, saying we need more of those events and we need terror to mobilize, where they talk about, Cheney talks about race-specific bioweapons, how good they are and how we need to use them and kill certain races. That was in the September 2000 Rebuilding America's Defenses. Watson comments on PNAC and the psychopathic admissions there.
Well, yeah, we got PNAC calling for a new Pearl Harbor. We've got Bush saying that 911 enabled him to, quote, hit the trifecta. We've got Bush coming out every few months saying that the hijackers are servants of evil. Well, the question is, who are their masters? It's interesting, though, to get
into... He also said no one knows the power of this dark cult of evil.
Nobody knows the power,
He smiled when he said it. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, well...
Sorry, Watson. Finish up. I'll quit interrupting. Go ahead.
But in relation to 9/11 itself, some recent information that's come out relates to Flight 11, the first plane that hit the World Trade Center. Now, according to the official timeline, and we've gone through this before, the hijackers were running up and down the aisle on Flight 11, slitting people's throats, and according to the initial FAA reports, which were later covered up, the hijackers supposedly actually shot one of the passengers. And if all this noise and commotion was taking place, then the question is, why on earth did the pilot and the co-pilot not attempt to make radio contact? And in fact, the only time radio contact is made is when you hear the voices of the so-called hijackers. Why didn't the pilots punch in the three-digit code alerting ground control to a hijack situation? Another question is the FAA with Flight 11.
Well, I mean, most of those pilots are former jet pilots and people. I mean, these are tough guys. I know pilots. Can you imagine some Arabs running around with box cutters trying to do that? I mean, that's ridiculous. But see, people haven't lived. They don't know where Iraq is. They've never been in a fist fight. They never had somebody pull a knife on them. I mean, I've had people pull a knife on me. Growing up in Dallas, stuff was rougher. I'd beat the living daylights out of them. Go ahead.
And then we've got... another question concerning Flight 11, which is the cell phone call of flight attendant called Amy Sweeney. And just to go through this quickly, this cell phone call, according to the official timeline, occurred just before the plane descended into Lower Manhattan, hitting the World Trade Center. And so we have on the tape Sweeney's heard describing water and buildings as the plane crosses the Hudson River. Now, this is described as being immediately after the hijackers had stormed the cockpit. So if the hijackers had only just stormed the cockpit before it hit the World Trade Center...
Yeah, this thing's flying around for 45 minutes all over the country, off course, with transponders off, and then, their story doesn't hold water. Now, magically, a couple miles from the building, then they storm it and take it over. How did it magically get there?
So the question is, how did the plane divert dramatically from its course 150 miles earlier if the pilots were supposedly still in control of the plane? One last thing is that the only voice that can be heard screaming is that of Sweeney, the flight attendant herself, right before the plane hit. So the question is, can it be truly plausible that in the moments before crashing into the North Tower of the World Trade Center, one flight attendant would, among nine other crew members and 81 passengers, be the only one heard basically shrieking in terror, right?
And by the way, this is what they say. This is the same government that gave you a bin Laden that had gained 100 pounds and had different nose and ears. The same government, the same media that can have Forrest Gump shaking hands with JFK.
That's right, from the official timeline.
You cannot believe any... It's their own statement that the plane was hijacked 150 miles off course 45 minutes later. After flying all around the East Coast, off course, then it's hijacked seconds before. Anything else, Melissa?
Yes, Alex. I have him right now, a minute clip of him saying that and saying that we should be grateful that 3,000 people were killed instead of 30 to 300,000 through a biological attack.
Well, yeah, the Building 7 command bunker did tell them stay at their desk or they'd get in trouble. I guess they did try to keep the people there. Go ahead and play his lordship.
Okay, hold on.
Here she goes, folks. This is his lordship. Lord Rothschild's minion. Here he is. Donald Rumsfeld.
Interestingly, about a month or two after September 11th, I was in Oman, meeting with the Sultan of Oman in a tent south of his country. He was visiting his constituents, and he said, you know, as terrible as September 11th was, it may very well be that it's a blessing in disguise. And I said, how so? And he said that it was terrible, the loss of 3,000 human beings. But he said, if it will awake the world, if it will cause us to act, if it will cause people to stop people from teaching, it is a good thing to kill innocent men, women, and children. If that were to happen before we had a September 11th, where not 3,000 were killed, but 30,000 or 300,000 through a biological attack or whatever, he said then it would have served a useful purpose.
Did you hear that?
Oh, yeah, that's a sicko right there. And, of course, Carlyle Group's a big Rothschild Rockefeller front. It owns the Saudis, and then when the Saudis were getting in trouble, they whacked out with four or five of the princes who were blowing the whistles on this, and MI6 is blowing stuff up and blaming it on them to destabilize the country. And to have him up there saying that, you know, that's what CFR member Gary Hart said a couple days after the attacks, Jen Road to Tyranny. He said we need to use this disaster to get a new world order. And they said in the PNAC documents, we need this big disaster. It's going to be helpful. Paul Watson comments to Donald Rumsfeld, the Skeletor of the Defense Department.
Well, the thing you have to remember about Rumsfeld's activities on September 11th was that he officially stated that he only reacted to the attack after the Flight 77 had hit the Pentagon. And then later on, it comes out that Rumsfeld, Cheney, Wolfowitz, the whole bunch of the neocons were involved in a secret conference call immediately after the first plane flight 11 hit the World Trade Center.
Well, actually, according to the news articles, Paul, when they were hijacked, and they were on loudspeakers giving orders to NORAD in the bunkers. This is ABC News, and they won't release what the orders were, but it came out one of the whitewash hearings. Remember, I had the guest on. This came out in the New York News. that the spokeswoman for the FAA said that, oh, there was an interesting conference call before the first plane hit that morning with the FAA, NORAD, FEMA, and others. Do you remember that, Paul?
Yeah, and we've got Rumsfeld saying he was basically giving a routine briefing in his office right up until Flight 77 hit the Pentagon. So again,
and in truth, he's in some command call telling folks, now understand, the same time at that morning, 8:30 in the morning, they're running a drill of flying jets into buildings in New York and D.C., just so happens the CIA was. Even if you buy that, I thought they said they never heard of planes flying into buildings. Again, just lie after lie after lie. That's how they ordered NORAD to stand down, because every person in the military isn't evil. It's just a drill, men, stand there, and then boom, the first plane hits. People are jumping up and down, shoot them down, shoot them down. Hold on, folks, this is the vice president. I'm in control of the bunker. Stay right there. Mm-hmm. We'll handle this. And then we have Bush in the limousine knowing about the first plane, then photos of him by the Times of London in there watching the TV, then going out and reading the little goat story, then acting like he just learned of it there, saying he just learned of it there, then the photos come out admitting he learned in the limo.
And then we've got a string of U.S. air bases dotted right along the path of the actual hijacked flights available to scramble squadrons of F-17 fighters to intercept the aircraft. So again, just lie upon lie again.
Lie upon lie upon lie upon lie upon lie upon lie. But the average person, where's Iraqi? I don't know where that is. And that's it. And that's who we're dealing with, Paul. Just I take microchip, they say, too. I have national ID card. I mean, how do you counter something like that?
Well, you just have to basically ignore the chaff and try and connect with the people that still have some semblance of intelligence left in their brain, which is the main course of action, but again, very difficult with the cultural effect of the dumbing down which is going on. I mean, you've got Britney Spears coming out and saying that anyone who doesn't agree with everything George Bush says is basically a terrorist. And so it's infiltrated right into the culture. It's the cultural government link.
And this is the government pushing all this. I mean, I heard Fox Radio this morning. I heard 5 minutes of it. It was all about what they do with porno actresses, men cheating on their wives, nothing about sports, mindless idiot callers. And then you look at what they're promoting, Britney Spears dancing around with a snake, kissing Madonna. Madonna puts out a children's book. And people say, oh, that's the liberals. I mean, it's Viacom. It is, but the worst stuff's coming out of Fox, where every male role model is an idiot, a family's breaking down, Temptation Island. I mean, wake up, people.
And then you've got people like Christina Aguilera, along with Britney Spears and all the rest, writing songs about how it's okay for women to be whores. And this whole cultural moral attack is based at making people relinquish their very morals. So,
and by the way, for people out there, young people out there, they're not just trying to sell you drugs or clothing or whatever. They want to destroy you when you're young and stupid. They want to make sure you burn your brains out. They want to make sure you end up in prison building widgets for Whack and Hut. They want to ruin you and the incredible gift of God of being married and having children and being grandparents and leaving something and transmitting information to the next generation. They are destroying civilization. They want to turn us into a bunch of idiots.
Well, it's basically the very elimination of common sense, whereby the counterculture is proposed as being completely out of your mind, when in fact that is exactly what the government wants you to be. So the elimination of common sense is a major attack arm of this anti-moral crusade that the government is funding.
And let me tell you, these inbred Rockefellers and Rothschilds hate it when they see happy families at the swimming pool and beautiful art and creativity. They hate your guts, people. They want to destroy you. They've said it. Because if they don't dumb you down, rival elites will form that will get a hold of the life extension technologies, that will get a hold of the alternative energies, and then our progeny will have a chance to go to the stars and really enjoy God's gift to humanity. We're made in the image of God. They want to rape that. They hate your guts. These people want to destroy everything. These sickos want to destroy humanity itself, and I am not going to sit here and put up with them, Paul. What about you?
Well, yeah, that's the point. I mean, people say that, I mean, we're, you know, sort of too traditional or something like that, but in fact, it's not we that have shifted our views, it's the whole political spectrum that shifted.
Traditional is a survival mechanism.
That's the point, and they've shifted the whole paradigm towards this out-of-your-mind, completely delusional scenario where it's sort of a reaction against the traditional establishment when you, in fact, find out that the establishment is not traditional because it's being hijacked.
That's it. They're encoding your psychology with death, selling you death. Death, 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 death. Wake up! Say no to death!
And we've got the latest generation of children's dolls or hip-hop girls with short miniskirts, tattoos, nose rings and things like this. And this is coming right out of corporations like Mattel, which originally introduced the Barbie doll. So even right down to the children's toys, I mean, we had the picture of the Lego World surveillance truck with all the high-tech surveillance equipment on it.
And notice
right
the police
down.
All have hateful faces.
Yeah, right down to that level, it's being brought in through the children.
Oh, it's incredible. I mean, some of these articles I've got here in front of me. Kofi Annan yesterday says in the UN Newswire, we must give in to a global government. National sovereignty must end. I mean, that's right out in the open. But Rush Limbaugh says there is no global government. If you say it, you're a kook. It doesn't exist.
And then you can follow the actual Vatican Newswire as well. They're basically coming out with the same thing each week. Submit to global government. Unite in the face of, you know, terrorism and all this stuff. So right down to the Vatican itself in alliance with the UN. So
yeah, I don't think people realize, Paul, what it means when on ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, it's the same ads, the same statements, the same teleprompter messages in the same order.
Same thing as well. The news in America is, in fact, more commercial than it is in this country because, I mean, you listen to a news broadcast on American radio, every 5 minutes they have a message from the sponsor. And it's either to do with CPS grabbing kids or, you know, OnStar protecting somebody. So the news is littered with these examples. So it's a fusion between corporations and government that is forcing this down our necks.
Report your neighbor. Do they have guns? Do they have drugs? Do they're not nice to the child? Give them to us. We're 5 times more likely to abuse them, but never mind those numbers.
Have you heard that neocon star piece we air?
Yeah, that pretty much puts the bottom line on it.
Yeah, I want to put that on prison planning. You think you can find that and put it on?
Yeah, sure.
All right, and I want to put up all that interview with that fellow with the public school down in Louisiana because I'm getting those documents. I saw the news articles on it, but I'm getting the documents. And then once you post the audio link, I'll scan in those documents and post that.
Okay, well. Post it all together.
Yeah, because you're doing a great job at PrisonPlanet.com, and I want to come back and hit a few final news articles, but you... Administration creates Center for Master Terror watch list, and it says it will be people who have ties to domestic events like violence at abortion clinics. And it says pro-life movements, gun owners, this is the new terror watch list, as we warned you, will be homeschoolers, gun owners, and that's right out of the New York Times. Sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah, fused in with Homeland Security as well to watch American citizens.
But I thought they said it wasn't for citizens.
Believe the lie.
Well, Section 802 says it's directly for all misdemeanors. And it actually says the New Patriot Act, they can secretly arrest you, torture you, and then blow your head off. That's freedom. That's what the veterans fought for.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, free is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word. You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Have you been tricked into believing that you can't hire or be hired without a social security number? You think that you can't bank, get a driver's license, or rent an apartment, or get insurance without a social security number? It seems everywhere you turn, somebody is asking for it. But did you know there is no law requiring you to obtain, have, or use a social security number to live or work in the United States? The Social Security Number Not Required Policy Manual from NoNumber.com tells you how to assert your rights and live free as an unenumerated American. Go online at nonumber.com or call 1-800-831-6141 and order your copy of the Social Security Number Not Required Policy Manual. Learn how to assert your rights, live free, and still get the things you want. Visit nonumber.com or call 1-800-831-6141. Do your part to save America. Learn and teach others how to say no when asked for a Social Security number. Visit nonumber.com or call 1-800-831-6141.
I have the book Order Out of Chaos in my hands. You need to have one, written by Paul Watson. It is excellent. 1995, 330 plus pages. Get a second copy for only $12, $31.90 to get two copies of the book. 1995 to get one copy. Give it as a gift. Get one for yourself, one as a gift. Get my new film, Police State 3, Total Enslavement. If you want to just have a overall view of how sick these people are, but their own admissions, you need to get the videos. You need to get the books. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free right now at 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. If you won't support what we're doing, but most importantly, get the films, get the books, get them out to people, the globalists are going to win. If you can just deprogram people that, hey, face scanning cameras aren't good. Hey, open borders aren't good. We can save this country. You can also write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001. That's 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Don't wait. Join us in the Second American Restoration, trying to get freedom back, folks, against the scientifically crafted social engineers that want you psychologically, spiritually, physically out of the way so they can inherit the earth. We cannot put up with that. Administration creates Center for Master Terror watch list. Under this, you'll have no rights. Of course, in checkpoints everywhere, you'll be coded. And it says Christians, homeschoolers, gun owners, folks that have protested abortion. You're going to love it, folks. You're going to love the new conservatism. Don't worry. Terror laws are needless totalitarianism. BBC admits it's all fake. Ridge to appeal to citizenry for thoughts on homeland security. That's Delphi method. They're not appealing. These aren't town hall meetings. These are staged. French accused MI5 of failing to help hunt terrorists. Public meeting on Patriot Act criticized over limited seating. Arizona Central, as I said, these aren't real public hearings. They're now having to admit the public's going, these aren't real. You don't let the public in. You let 100 cops in and call it a public meeting. Go, oh, look, everybody's for it. Paul Watson, comments on that?
Meetings completely staged. We had Newsweek reporting that top officials in the Bush administration had been ordered to write editorials the week before lauding the virtues of the Patriot Act, and then we have Ashcroft on this nationwide tour. Meanwhile, he's telling everyone that opposes the Patriot Act that they're engaging in hysterics. So again, to paint everyone that cares about freedom as being a complete kook.
As they announce in the mainstream news from the subsections that misdemeanors, abortion protesting, it's all terrorist. Bush totally against scrapping HB1 visas, H-1B visas. They say this is going to get seven times worse in the next 5 years. Seven times. You think it's bad now, high-tech folks. Comments to that. I mean, they told us NAFTA and GATT's great, Paul.
Well, yeah, the outsourcing is announced to increase seven times, and we've even got these employees on slave wages in India being trained about the weather in America and Britain and what's happening in the TV soaps just to appear as if they're from, you know, America or Britain. So down to that very
Republican detail. Party, when a fundraiser calls you, it's a guy who's been trained with a fake American accent from India.
Completely fake. They're completely trained to fool people into thinking that it's all American or British-based.
Here's another one. Arkansas to grade kids on obesity. If your kid's fat, CPS is going to take them, Sun Sentinel. New terror laws used versus common criminals. ABC News admitting it. Oh, man, and I did a flashback on Infowars.com about what the Patriot Act really does. Their own admissions. The Justice Department said it's for all, everybody. And then they say you're crazy if you say it isn't. Paul, I really want to thank you for coming on and all your great work, and I really enjoy having you on the show for your insight, and I hope folks visit PrisonPlanet.com to see your fine work, my friend.
Okay, thanks, Alex. I appreciate it.
You bet. Great job on Order Out of Chaos. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight. Tell your friends and family about the show. Spread the word. Educate yourselves. Stand up against this tyranny. Defend the core of humanity, the human soul, against the devil.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water.